Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book, Stop Walking on Eggshells. This book has been written for people who share close ties with people suffering from a borderline personality disorder, known as BPD, or with those who are undiagnosed but present BPD traits. The book is invaluable for anyone who comes into contact with BPD, be they partners, parents, children, or friends. The book refers to this cohort as non-borderline or non-BP. Non-BP designates people who spend time interacting with borderlines. Such people can be said to be walking on eggshells, at each and every moment on high alert, to the point where they feel utterly exhausted. You may have the view that there is a significant distance between yourself and those suffering from a BPD. Yet, in reality, according to findings from the National Institutes of Health, about 6% of the population is diagnosed with some form of borderline personality disorder. Consequently, it is actually quite likely that someone will be part of the family or friends group of a person with borderline traits. Such people, therefore, become non-borderlines by default. So, can we tell if we have become non-borderlines? The answer is to consider if we have ever been perplexed by the following types of behavior or attitude. Why did she treat me with tender affection a moment ago, and then, the next instant, rip me to shreds? Why is she entirely unable to put up with being ignored or neglected and feels terrified of being alone? Why did he say that I am the root cause of all his misfortune? How can someone intelligent and educated at times lose all sense of rationality? If a relationship with a certain person has made you feel like you are constantly treading on thin ice, and as a result, you're left utterly exhausted, but, at the same time, you feel you cannot just let go and walk away, the other person is very likely to have a borderline personality disorder. However, your experience is by no means unique. There already exists a group of people who have shared similar experiences. Even though it may have needed a great effort, they have managed to break out of their predicament. Similarly, it is within your power to improve your circumstances. The book's twin authors are professionals with experience in psychological counseling. They have provided steady care and support for patients, families, as well as others profoundly impacted by proximity to borderline personality disorder. Apart from providing concise practical tips and sharing rich and detailed case studies, in the book, the authors also strive to put across their particular conviction that no one needs to feel they are fighting a solitary battle. They say that you can shake off the negative impact inflicted on you by a loved one with borderline personality disorder, and in so doing, get a fresh start for yourself and regain full control over your life. Now, let us split the central points of the book into three parts. Part 1, Understanding Borderline Personality Disorder. Part 2 addresses the negative influence of people with borderline personality disorder on those around them. Part 3, Coping with the Negative Influence of Borderline Personality Disorder. Part 1, Understanding Borderline Personality Disorder. Borderline personality disorder typically begins in early adulthood. It surfaces in various scenarios, frequently manifesting through unstable relationships, destructive emotions, and precarious self-image, as well as overt impulsivity. Borderline people's emotions, experiences, and behaviors are not dissimilar to other ordinary people's, except typically, their feelings are more acute. They act in more extreme ways, and they often find it difficult to regulate their emotions and actions. BPD has 9 key characteristics defined in the diagnostic criteria featured in the 2004 edition of the American Psychiatric Association's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. To be diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, a person must exhibit at least 5 of these. Furthermore, a diagnosis can only be determined by a professional with relevant experience in diagnosis and treatment. Let us now take a quick look at these 9 identifiable traits. Among the 9 key traits that need to be met for a positive diagnosis of borderline personality disorder, an important one relates to amplified emotions. A borderline person will do anything to avoid being or feeling abandoned. What they do to maintain a sense of security can, at times, come across as absurd and irrational, and it makes no difference if the sense of being abandoned is real or simply a fantasy. Imagine this situation. You are a 2 or 3-year-old child, and your mom has taken you to New York's bustling Times Square. All of a sudden, you are unable to find her. At that moment, alone and stranded, wouldn't you feel frightened, terrified, and utterly helpless? Such a state of mind is what people with borderline personality disorder experience at every single moment. They only have to imagine being by themselves and will immediately be overwhelmed by a sense of loneliness, anxiety, and fear. This is why they cannot stand being neglected or ignored, as it evokes in them a terror of being left truly alone. A further trait has to do with interpersonal relationships. An individual with borderline personality disorder would tend to view others in a binary manner, known as splitting. The split in the term indicates that the borderline person finds it more difficult to reconcile the balance of a person's good and bad qualities. Such a borderline person can only accommodate extremes. They will view other people in one way, good or bad, not a mixture of the two. In their perception, someone is either a very wicked witch or an idealized benevolent Virgin Mary figure. A person can either be a monster or a saint. In order to fulfill the expectations of the BPD, we must be regarded as a superhero. However, as soon as they feel that we fail to live up to their expectations, we will immediately transform into a terrible villain. This is precisely why a borderline person will treat you with tenderness for a moment and then rip you to shreds in the next breath. Another problem for those with borderline personality disorders is the impulse to harm themselves through acts such as spending money with compulsive extravagance, abusing themselves with drugs, stealing, driving recklessly, binge eating, and so on. Naturally, any other person may indulge themselves, but others would generally be aware of the negative consequences that could arise from excessive behaviors, putting on weight, busting our credit limits, or getting a nasty hangover. Awareness of these outcomes means most people can exercise some self-restraint, pace themselves, or delay gratification. However, people with BPD would indulge in their desires without restraint. Such unlimited indulgence may frequently inflict harm. In the most extreme scenarios, they will lead to self-mutilation and even suicide. Entering the inner world of a borderline personality is the only way friends and family can understand their behavior. People with borderline personality disorder frequently play a projection game. Projection refers to the act of transferring an outlook, behavior, or feeling they find unacceptable onto someone else. They can then criticize that person, allowing them to criticize themselves indirectly. Their logic here is a bit like someone holding up a mirror and not liking the look of their own reflection. Then, if they turn the mirror away from their face so that instead, someone else sees their reflection in it. In their mind, the ugly reflection remains in the mirror and becomes associated with the other person. The implications of the mirror analogy can be understood when, for example, a BPD points their finger at you and says, "Don't talk aggressively to me like that." What they are thinking is, "Now, I am furious. I need to vent my rage on you." A further example would be when a BPD tells you, "You are a vile person. Nobody apart from me could love you." What they feel deep down is, "I am a lowly and inferior individual. There must surely be something seriously wrong with anybody who can find it in themselves to have any love for me." People with BPD frequently play the projection game because, like any ordinary person, they are not proud of all their feelings, behaviors, and idiosyncrasies. However, the borderline tendency to think of everything in black and white means that they will go to endless lengths to suppress and deny the existence of a flaw. Even a single flaw would make them feel that they are absolutely substandard. Possessing even the slightest trace of imperfection is equivalent to being utterly worthless. From such feelings, they would be overwhelmed with shame. This sense of disgrace leads a borderline personality to believe that those around them are constantly looking for an opportunity to desert them. The overwhelming and relentless fear of abandonment and of being left alone will motivate them to project personal imperfections onto others. This psychological defense mechanism is complex. It is a way for the borderline personality to comfort themselves. However, this solace is fleeting, and the pain of feeling isolated and abandoned quickly returns, hence, they must play the projection game time and again. The tendency of people with a borderline personality disorder to project themselves onto others' results is a behavioral pattern that inevitably puts others in no-win situations. For instance, if you ask borderlines why they are unhappy, they would reply that you are overly sensitive. If you ignore their unhappiness, they will accuse you of not caring. If you seek physical intimacy, they will put you on hold, saying that they would prefer it if they were the ones who initiated it. Yet if you do not wish to be physically intimate with them, they'll probably label you as a homosexual. In summary, borderlines will always convince themselves that we are in the wrong no matter what we do. Putting all the blame on others allows those with a borderline personality disorder to gain self-affirmation. In turn, such self-affirmation enables borderlines to reward themselves with a sense of being in control. Hence, they will never tire of this projecting game. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Ja, ist doch alles gut. Beruhig dich. Geht ja bald weiter. Die neue Staffel Iswas Dog ist doch bereits in der Mache. Kleinen Augenblick Geduld noch und dann gibt's hier wieder Geschichten über gute und schlechte Hundstage und natürlich Tipps von unserer Expertin Melanie Lippisch für eine harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehung.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus. Jetzt bewerten, abonnieren und weiterempfehlen.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.